Hello.
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research and all of your answers are confidential. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied, okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you rate you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you? Immigration, from 0 to 10?
You say immigration?
Yes.
I would say 6.
Crime and violence?
It's important to me, but we seem to be okay. So I'm going to say 6.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Jobs and wages?
2? 1?
Would it be 1?
Okay, let me change that. See, I have so many things going on in my head because I'm retired. So let me say, for other people, I think it's very important. So I would say probably, I'll say an 8.
8, okay. Racism and discrimination?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Climate change?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. Climate change?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 in November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered? Vote.
I vote every election. I don't care how small.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Well, definitely I'm female.
Thank you.
Sorry.
And can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1960.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has not power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you?
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community?
7.
Thank you. And Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Brian Kemp, from 0 to 10?
5.
Brad Raffensperger?
5.
John Ossoff?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, John Ossoff?
Probably 8.
Thank you. Raphael Warnock?
10.
Tim Walls?
10.
J.D. Benz?
5.
Andrea Dickens?
I'm not familiar with who they are.
Never heard of it?
Can you repeat the name? The name.
Yeah. Andre Dickens?
Andre Dickens. Oh! I would say 5, because I don't really know the mayor. I don't live in Atlanta.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or I don't plan to vote?
Definitely Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Holly Hawkins, other, or did not pick? Sorry?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And when thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to that what happens. Others say that who vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference. It's important.
Thank you. Thank you for your response. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented a progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. COVID-19 recovery.
Okay, I'm confused with my choices again. 0 meaning that they did prevent progress, and 10 meaning that they did not?
No, it's the other way. 0 means that did not prevent progress, and a 10 means that they prevented the progress.
Okay. Now repeat your question, COVID-19.
Yep, COVID-19 from 0 to 10.
And which person are we speaking of, the current administration?
For the whole, the old event of COVID-19 recovery?
Well, I would have to say 10. We're in a good place right now with it, so.
Thank you. And the next one is Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Um, I don't think it's that straightforward, but I'm going to go ahead and say 10.
Thank you. Your local mayor?
I'm going to say 8.
Thank you. Black voters?
10.
Vice President Harris?
10.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10. I guess you do the best you can when you're... I'll say 10.
Thank you.
I'm like...
Now, moving to the
next
part.
I'm like the Supreme Court. I'm sorry.
Right. No worries. Now, moving to the next part. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first one is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating that Bureau's commitment to easy financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical Black college and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. From 0 to 10.
I think it's important. Okay. Everything's not that clear-cut, but I'm going to say 10.
Thank you for your response. Now, the next one is, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knocks, warrants, and chokeholds, and mandated voting cameras for all officers when state prosecutors failed. Federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. From 0 to 10?
I'm going to say 10, and then I'm going to say Sonya Matthews.
Thank you. Now, the last one is, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has not power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, And attend means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay, 7.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know this is still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale of from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote. Thank you. And
vote every election.
Thank you for your response. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. And did you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm straight.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate?
Married.
Thank you. And
married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Nope.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And in politics today, did you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And did you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat, but it does depend on the issues and the person, the policies, but I'll say strong Democrat. But I wouldn't just vote for anyone.
Okay, thank you for your response. And how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you. Now, last year, what is the 2023? What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Decline.
It's just an estimate. You can give me like an average.
Let me see. I'll estimate 180,000.
And well, this concludes our survey. And thank you so much for your participation. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and happy weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.